Hey, everybody. This is Black Women with Other Brothers, your unfiltered podcast for Wednesday, June 10th. My goodness, where has the time gone? I am Dee Dee LaFrac coming to you from downtown San Francisco. I'm only going to say this about San Francisco, I promise. Check out San Francisco Dam on Twitter. That is my daily performance art podcast about life in current San Francisco. San Francisco Dam on Twitter. Okay, so that's it. How are you guys doing all over the world? I'm very concerned. I know a lot of people have lost their jobs. There's financial insecurity. There's food insecurity. Romance is like the least topic. That's a topic that nobody really should be complaining or focusing on, except people who are living together and married. So my question to you is, did you march and protest and why? Did you march and protest? Did you get out there and picket? I'm noticing here in the San Francisco Bay Area, it is light-skinned black girls / biracial girls who are being the ringleaders, which is so embarrassing for men. You're going to allow teenage girls to protect you? You may or may not already know my personal philosophies about that. I'm completely selfish. I'm self-centered. I am not a sacrifice. I am not a mammy. I wouldn't even march right now for Stevie Wonder, and he's my favorite artist on planet Earth and my father figure. I wouldn't march for anybody or anything. The fact that I have seen so many black women scowling, shouting with their fists balled up, that I've seen so many black women looting, which is stupid. When you know, my goodness, the looting really shows the digital divide. I've been talking about that at the Facebook page, Black Women with Other Brothers, years ago. And that page is pretty much frozen. I'll get to it and post podcasts. But the way I was communicating on that page, that part of the experiment is over. I saw many videos and many photos of black women showing their complete face. Don't people know about facial recognition? Don't people know about CCTV? In any downtown city in America, there is a network of cameras, all right? Don't they know about private security cameras in stores? That I was so ashamed of black women doing that, considering, as we all know, 70% of black homes are female-led or led by women. 72% of black kids are raised without mother and father being married. The point is, black women can't afford to be the face of the protests, and they can't afford to be the face of the criminality, of the looting. Yeah, I know other races did it too. You notice the name of this podcast is Black Women with Other Brothers. I just shake my head. Yeah, I know I'm middle-aged. Yeah, I know I'm old. The last place you would find me is a protest line. There is nothing to be gained by protesting if you are so upset. Start a YouTube channel if you are so upset. Start a blog if you are so upset. Start a podcast. And I've said this before, we've got enough black kids that are orphans or raised by their grandmothers, since the majority of black males have never lived with their children. And you know what bugs me when I hear black women who want to defend all the weird statistics, and they say, well, my kid's father is in their life. They say that, they get mad. They get mad at me. My kid's father is in their life. In their life, paying $400 a month child support, in their life, maybe coming to pick the kids up every other weekend for a drive and some junk food, in their life, never lived under the same roof as the mother of their children and their kids. We've got some seriously sobering and sickening statistics. I also noticed many fatherless youth, all these young black males out there, they're so angry. And which is hypocritical, because they're beating up white people, destroying property in their own neighborhood, but they pretend like they're so mad at the white man. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know most black boys would learn to do a split and a double backflip in order to date a white, Hispanic, or Asian woman. That's, they really want to interracially date. They are socialized to interracially date by hip-hop. Most are fatherless. Most were not raised with their father in the home. They have these desires to interracially date, more power to them, and pretend that they hate white men is laughable. Also considering the outrageously high down-low homosexual rates that black men have. So I just see it all as very perverse comedy. Very perverse comedy. Back to the topic, though. Did you march and protest? And if so, why? What are you trying to prove? Who? What policy are you changing? Now, if you are old enough to know, the American presidential election cycles are every 4 years. And it seems every 4 years, there's some racial nonsense to get black people worked up to keep voting for Democrats. Now, children, I am politically an independent. I am in the middle. I am not a Democrat. I am not a Republican. I am into self-preservation. As a matter of fact, I now see the Democrats as an abusive husband, a good-looking abusive husband that might give you some pocket change. He's paying the mortgage on a house. And every other night, he slaps you in the face. Then he gets up the next morning and tells you, I love you, honey. But he keeps slapping you in the face. You've got a house. You've got a good-looking husband. And he keeps slapping you in the face. And you keep wondering, when is he going to stop slapping me in the face? Well, he's not. That's what the Democratic Party is like. Okay, the Republicans, I'll say this. The governors in the city where they have the most nonsense are Republican, Democrats, and most of, and a lot of them are black women. You know, it's Atlanta, there's a black mayor, female. Chicago, black mayor. I think she's a biological woman. Some people say she's transsexual, born a man. I don't know. I'm just putting out there. She presents as a woman, black woman. My city mayor is a biological black woman. So the Democrats don't mind using black women as some kind of face for the party. So that means every 4 years we're supposed to walk like sheep to the voting booth and vote in Democrats. I think that more black women need to be politically independent and vote for the person who has your best interest at heart. Because that's what I'm going to do. So why did you protest? If you know somebody who protested, why did they protest? What did they get out of it? Now, every time you leave your house, you're spending money. Tell me somebody who went to the protest and didn't spend a dime. It's just like going out of your house. Every time you go out of your house, you're spending money. So not only did the protest cost money coming out of your pocket, you put your life and your safety on the line. You never know which, you know, I saw them dancing and the phony, baloney, fake progressive white people like, oh my God, everybody's getting along. Let's let the dust settle. Let's see what's going to happen in 2021. All these people talking about Black Lives Matter and the politicians kneeling. Let's see what happens after the election cycle. As always, I appreciate you listening to the short podcast under 10 minutes coming to you from downtown San Francisco. I am Dee Dee LaFrac. Hey, you know what? The website is coming this month. Thanks for listening. Everything's beautiful.